Mark, let's briefly reflect on last week. Obviously, an away trip to Brayhead and that victory on Sunday night against Coventry.
Yeah, it was obviously Sunday night. It was nice to get back to winning ways. I don't think everyone, you know, how difficult it is to play three games in 3 nights like that with travel as well. We didn't get back to the arena Saturday night until about 4:30, and then obviously it was a quick turnaround in, you know, 12 hours. So we were back at it playing against Coventry.
Missing a lot of bodies as well. Obviously, Jason Hewitt's got an injury. Dustin Cohen was missing for the weekend as well. Does that take its toll on the team in terms of, you know, defence, missing Dustin Cohen back there?
Yeah, I think obviously it's just a little extra work for the guys back there, obviously, and the same up front with Huey being missing. So yeah, obviously it's always going to be tough whether you have a full squad or a little bit of a depleted team. But yeah, we managed to get 4 out of the 6 points, which is you know, ideally we would have wanted all six, but to get 4 is, after Saturday night, was you know, it was great.
I got the feeling that you definitely would have taken 4 if someone had offered it the week before.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as players, we would say, no, we want all six. Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, you have to look at the schedule and take into effect, and you should be happy with 4 out. That's those 6 points. There's two tough games up in Brayhead to start with, and then obviously Coventry have been struggling, but they've had a coaching change last week, and that galvanises players, so we knew they were going to come out hard on Sunday.
Is that an indication of the feeling amongst the team that you go into a weekend expecting to take all 6 points, all three wins?
Yeah, obviously I think as a team we want to get as many points on the board before Christmas. Last year we struggled to do that and paid the price for it eventually, but I think this year we've got a great group of guys again, and a lot of skill, a lot of speed in our team, and at the moment it's going well. So
you've been around a lot of teams, a lot of championship winning teams. What kind of feeling do you get from this group of lads?
Yeah, this has got all the making for another one of them. You know, like I say, you can go back for 4 or 5 years ago when we won the double, and you know, last season when we won the playoffs. So we've got the same group of guys in the way of, you know, the makeup of the team in that you know, we all get along. There's no one out, you know, outcast, if you like. Everyone's pulling in the same direction, and that, the ultimate goal is to be champions at the end of March.
We talk about the influence of Jared Adams last season. Obviously, he's come in, had those 6 weeks, kind of gave the squad a new kind of breath of life at that point in the season. He kicked on until the playoffs. What's he done coming into a new season, being the head coach from the outset?
Not too much more. Like, obviously, he's implemented you know, a few more of his systems, as opposed to last year where he just sort of let us play and you know, because obviously we'd had all of the systems drilled into us all year. He didn't want to come in and change, you know, things too much. But last year we had a freedom, and this year we've got that same freedom, but he's put his stamp on it, if you like, and, you know, it's working so far, so it's good.
Now, you yourself, you had a back injury last year. How's that kind of settled down? Have you had any recurrence of that so far this season?
No, nothing, touch wood. It's been fine. Obviously, I get a little bit stiff, but nothing. That's probably my age more than the injury. But no, yeah, it's been fine. Obviously, it was frustrating last year to have to sit out for about 6 weeks or so. And it was, well, to be honest with you, it wasn't really right even until the end of the season. So the summer has healed that up, and yeah, it feels fine. So yeah, it's going good.
Does that now give you the confidence to go in hitting a bit harder, you know, using your body a bit more in those defensive checks?
I guess so, yeah. Like, obviously, G's wants the defence to be physical, so I always try and finish my checks whether I'm, you know, whether I'm injured or not. But obviously, when you're not injured, it's a lot easier to do that as opposed to being, you know, with a bad back.
Is that something G's kind of drilled into you as well, that there is a need for the defence to be a bit more physical?
Yeah, obviously, it's hockey at the end of the day. It's always going to be physical, but as defencemen, we've got a big group there, and we have to be physical and protect Frankie when that needs to be done as well.
Just tell me about the form of Frank Doyle. We seem to speak about it every week when I go into the post-match press conference with Jared, but for yourself as a defenceman, How good is he at this moment in time, and how good a season is he having?
Oh, he's having a great season so far. We've won games where we probably shouldn't have won them because of him, but at the same time we do make him look good. No, I'm only kidding. He's the backbone of the team at the end of the day, and he's been our best player for about the last month or so, and long may it continue.
Do you think he gets the recognition at times? Obviously, he got the shutout at the weekend against Brayhead as well. I mean, a lot of that's down to the whole unit working as a cohesive set from what I can see as well. But do you think he gets the recognition he deserves at times?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think defense is all five guys on the ice and Frankie. So it starts at with the forwards and then obviously the D, and then it comes down to Frankie. He just has the toughest job, if you like, of actually stopping the puck. But yeah, he's been playing great, and like I say, if he continues that form, then I'm sure we'll be there or thereabouts come the end of the season.
Ben O'Connor's a lad that's, you know, come in recently. A lot of hype about him. Tell me a bit about how he is in the dressing room and how he's fitting into things.
No, he's settled in fine. You know, he's a lot of the British boys knew him from playing with him in the national team, and you know, he's from Sheffield, so obviously the boys see him in the summer when he's home, and yeah, he's you wouldn't have even known he'd been away, if you like. He's settled in straight into the team, and obviously on the ice, he's you know, he's a great player. Some super skilled. He's always, you know, he's always looking on the offense, which is, you know, if you look at his points since he came in, he's created a lot more offense for us from the back end as well. So yeah, he's doing great.
And he's a player that you and people like Jason Hewitt already had that pre-existing relationship with. You were good friends off the ice.
Yeah, like I say, we've known him for a few years now, playing on the national team with him, and he's talked about his experience when he was over in Kazakhstan and stuff like that. So I think he's just happy to be back in Sheffield and living his dream of playing for the Steelers and actually sort of settling down his life, if you like.
How do you feel like your own kind of playing form is at this moment in time? Do you feel in good game shape?
Yeah, I feel fine. You know, I think I've been playing okay. I'm sure you'd have to ask the coach that bit more, but yeah, I think I feel like I've been playing fine and contributing in, you know, looking after the defensive zone and hopefully, you never know, I might get a goal one of these days.
I was going to ask, when was the last time you scored? Three seasons ago?
Two seasons, yeah. Well, by the end of the season, it'll be three. So don't worry, I still know exactly when it was. I don't remember the exact game, but yeah, it was a couple seasons ago. And I don't know, it's always nice to score, but I always take pride on and looking after my own end first. And if a goal comes, that'd be nice. But if not, then I won't worry too much about it.
You had an opportunity, I'm thinking back to the weekend against Coventry, didn't you? Talk me through it.
Yeah, I don't know, just the puck popped out and I had to, I was on the blue line just trying to shoot it. The guy was coming out to block it in one lane, so I had to shoot it to the left of him and didn't manage to get it to come back down again, just to creep in the top of the corner. But it would have been nice, but I don't know, like I say, as long as they're staying out of our end as opposed to coming in, you know, I'm not bothered about scoring too much.
We talked a bit about Great Britain, obviously Ben O'Connor being part of that squad. You missed out last season through injury. Is that an aspiration of yours to work your way back into that squad now?
Definitely. I think obviously you always want to play at the top level that you can, and playing for the national team would be that for myself and all the British guys. So anytime you play for your country, it's a great honour, and yeah, it's something that you have to prove throughout the season with your form in the league, and hopefully come the end of the season that'll be the case.
What do you have to do to, in your own mind, work your way back into that squad? Do you have a set, you know, target to reach in terms of your performances?
No, I think obviously there's different types of defensemen. I'm not an offensive defenseman. I'm a stay-at-home defenseman. So as also, it depends on what coach comes in, what he's looking for on the D side of things. So obviously I just try and play solid D and look after our own end and play smart.
Let's talk a bit about your testimonial, your 10th season now with the Sheffield Steelers. Can you quite believe it's been a decade at one club?
No, it was something that when I first started playing, I said it'd be nice to be able to play in a club. Well, obviously in Sheffield, one of the biggest clubs in the country, for 10 years. So to actually get that granted to me this time last year was a great honour, and this year's is going well on the ice as a team. So hopefully that's gonna, for me personally, it will make it even more special. You know, with the testimonial year, with the game being in February and stuff like that, we've got some good names coming back, which I've announced a few, and there's a few more to come. So yeah, it sounds like it's gonna be a good. Well, hopefully the rest of the year will go well. So,
how much would it mean to you to have this testimonial season alongside a fantastic season in terms of silverware for the club as well?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's if we win something as a team, that would make it even more special. Obviously it's going to be memorable for myself no matter what, but I think obviously the main goal, I think guys that know me, I'm always put the team first and stuff like that. So if we can win something as a team, that'll just make it even more special for myself and the family and stuff like that.
tell me a bit about the testimonial. Who have we got coming back? You've announced a couple of names already.
Yeah, you've already got Jody Lehman and Steve Munn coming back, and there's I do have another one to confirm, but I want to hold that until Tuesday night at the Question of Hockey. So, but yeah, there's a few other guys who are just finalising the few little details and stuff like that with them. But yeah, there's going to be about four or five guys coming over from Canada, and then obviously there's a lot of guys that still play in this country on various different teams in our league and in the EPL, the league below. So my team will be full of about 20-22 players. So yeah, there's plenty of people coming back.
Who have you got teeing up the other side of things?
Obviously, I'll be playing against it's going to be the Tomo's All-Stars versus Tomo's Steelers, if you like. So it'll be this year's Steelers team with maybe a few additions if I'm not playing for that one. Surprise additions. I think the coach is getting himself in shape, and Neil Abel. So, yeah, they want to play, I think. So, but we'll see. And, so obviously they'll be playing against my team, so that'll be made up of players from all around the years and past years from when I've been here.
So with that testimonial, obviously a testimonial year, has it made you start thinking about a future outside of hockey?
Yeah, I think I've always had an eye on that anyway, because in the summer I work for my father's companies, and I don't actually work with him, but I've been doing in construction and demolition since I was 16. I went and did an apprenticeship in it, so I've always had an eye on what I'm going to do when I finish playing hockey. And I guess as you get older each year, it starts coming and dawning on you that it's going to be sooner rather than later, which is something that, because I know I'm set up and in the way that I know what I'm going to do and what I want to do, it's going to be an easier transition, I think, as opposed to potentially not. Finishing a season and having to go out and find a job and maybe a trade or something like that. But then I for the last 10 years I've been working there in the summer, and I know exactly what I'm going to be doing once I finish playing.
I'd imagine as a player and as a competitor, you'd like to keep going as long as you could, though. Have you got an idea in your head about how long you'd like to continue playing for?
Obviously, no. I mean, it all depends on what happens whether the team want you back or they don't want you back. But yeah, I'll always play for as long as I can, whether that be in the elite league or in the lower league. If anything, just to keep in shape. Well, then I don't want to just give up for giving up. I've really enjoyed playing professional hockey, and long may it continue.
Looking ahead to this weekend, two away trips. Does that make it that much harder against Coventry and Belfast? Both tough places to go.
Yeah, again, obviously it's going to be tough coming into the weekend. I think Coventry, they played quite well on Sunday, and I'm sure we're going to see a bigger improvement again come Saturday. So, and like I say, it's going to be a quick turnaround, because I think the game's 4 o'clock on the Sunday, so we'll be getting an early flight out of some airport close to us there, and obviously getting over to Belfast. So yeah, it's going to be a tough weekend, but hopefully, like I say, we aim every weekend to come out with 4 points, and fingers crossed we can do that.
And with Belfast playing away, they've been playing in a competition in Europe at the moment. Is that an advantage or a disadvantage, the fact that maybe they're playing a couple of extra games in the week, or the fact that they might come into the game with the bit between their teeth if they've been playing well?
Yeah, I think obviously if you look over the previous years, it's always sort of hindered a team a little bit. So in their league performance, so fingers crossed that can sort of continues, and we can take advantage of them. But I think they played 3 games in 3 nights last week. We did it as well. So I would imagine we're going to be pretty similar going into the game on Sunday.
Where do you see the opportunities to take advantage of Belfast in the team? You've had a couple of really close and really good matchups against them so far this year.
Yeah, I think obviously they're a great team. They've pretty much got back the same team that they had from last season when they won the league, and they've found it a bit more difficult this year. So we're gonna keep going the way we did in the previous 2 games we've played them. Obviously coming out of the win, it's always going to be tight games when we play against teams like Belfast. So. And it comes down to normally a goal either way, and fingers crossed we can come out on top with that on Sunday.